This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Selton was really important because we needed, I wanted someone that had been through the fire, had played high level basketball, had come from a winning team. They were 18-0 at South Florida. He was sixth man of the year. And so, you know, for me, when I first sat down with Selton, it was his level of maturity is something I really loved. He's a very, you know, he's been around, he's obviously traveled the world. But his sense of maturity and what he wanted and how he wanted to play was really, really impressive when I sat down with him. And I think he was as big a part of that portal class as anybody.
So that's Kevin Willard on the Coach's Show last night talking about our guy, Selton Miguel. He joined the show on Friday. He's like your kindred spirit.
My number
spirit.
One star.
Yeah. He's your kindred spirit. And he had 11 in the game on Friday, on Saturday, where all five starters had double figures. They beat Northwestern. They're getting ready to play an opponent to be named on Friday in the Big Ten tournament after the double bye. And the awards came out today. No Kevin Willard Coach of the Year. Hmm. No Juju Reese Defensive Player of the Year. Derek Queen didn't win Freshman of the Year, and he's first team. He had
for the coaches.
Yeah.
The media was second.
Yeah, so that's interesting. But Maryland,
he was second team for the media.
Yeah.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
So that's fun. Beltway Ben, you're shaking your head.
I'm not even trying to take shots or anything. It's known the media does not watch. I'm not even like some of the media is not watching every game. Rodney Rice not getting a vote for anything should tell you everything you need to know about that. Honorable mention, like you're not even asking for a first or second team from him.
Yeah.
If you've watched all of Maryland's big games, I mean, without the shot against Indiana, who knows where they're at right now? Like, I just don't understand how Rice doesn't even get honorable mention.
Gillespie, nothing?
I think Gillespie is 13.
The third team, yeah.
13.
A lot of talented players in the conference, and as Coach Patso said, 18 teams. I mean, they honestly could do a East-West or call it something else. You know, originals and newbies. I don't know. Like, spicy and original and do, like, two teams.
There's different levels of newbies now, too.
Yeah, that's true.
I want to be
But you could have, like, you know what I mean, all big. Like, shouldn't they go to divisions here? Like, shouldn't there be something to that?
Yeah, add numbers. Instead of doing five, do 7, 8, or 10. I think that's what the women are doing. I'm pretty sure I saw the women had 10 on the first team.
Yeah, 18 teams. It does make it really difficult.
Yeah, just a reminder, like Nebraska and Penn State were originally in the Big Ten. Like this thing has gone in like levels here. So the Penn State feels like they've been there forever, but they haven't.
No, they haven't. Yeah, I mean, that's a tough nut to crack, and I understand that the Illinois guard is great, and the two kids in Rutgers are special. There's some great freshmen. USC's got a hell of a freshman, but come on.
But Queen winning freshman of the year and him only being just the third guy to do it in program history with Joe Smith and Buck Williams, like, that's rare air.
They didn't do it in the Big Ten, Bone.
That's why I said conference. Yeah. That's why I said
conference. That's a good point there, Jason. He's the first Big Ten conference freshman of the year.
But he's not on the first team
media.
All media Big Ten.
Media. Coaches put him there. They know. Even the Blue Bloods
coaches
know.
Mick Cronin knows.
Yeah.
Mick
Cronin knows. Even the Blue Bloods. Yeah. He's definitely not a Big Ten Blue Blood. UCLA.
How many Big Ten? I know we don't have the draw. How many Big Ten teams do you feel like are like bona fide Sweet 16 teams?
Bona fide? Because here's
like how many do I think can make it?
Will.
If Michigan State faces a team that is shooting the lights out and they have to put up three, like
who shoots the lights out on them?
But I'm just saying, hypothetically, if that happened.
They play defense. They have something to do with it.
I know they have
something. You mean if the basketball gods just drop 80 on them?
Michigan State's got a little bit of St. John's in their game. They play great defense, and that travels.
Memphis and Kansas had success scoring against them early in the year. Two of their losses. And those are non-Big Ten teams. Like, they know how to defend Big Ten teams, and Izzo's had his success in March, but they very well could run into a team and knock them out.
Thank you, Bellway, though.
So who do you like that way, Ben?
But that's what I'm saying. That's the top team in the conference, and I'm not saying I'm betting them.
I always think the conference is a little fugazi. You know me.
Yeah, yes. No,
that's why I'm bringing this up.
I know you.
Like, I can see scenarios where I can say multiple.
Wisconsin's been on a tailspin, and they're
up and down. Illinois up and down. Purdue's up and down.
Illinois way up right now.
I'm buying UCLA right now. I'm kind of buying UCLA right now. I'm buying the Terps. I got to buy Izzo to win a couple games. He's got 10 kids he can run out there. 4 7-footers.
I think that they will. But would I be shocked?
Ben, how many teams you got?
I think the Ducks. I think Oregon could make a run. Like, some of these teams, the way they play translates, and some just like Wisconsin. At one point in the season, I was like, "That's a team that could make a Sweet 16 run." And now I'm looking at them saying it could be like last year where they lost to James Madison in the first round. They've played horrible. Tanji's fallen off.
Yes,
they and Michigan. That will that's a first round. That is a first round loss. And Dusty, did you guys see what happened in Michigan State?
Yeah.
They tried to kiss the court. Yeah. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah.
No, I'm not buying Michigan at all.
Mm-mm. Terps, they play their first tournament game coming up this Friday. It's a 6:30 tip. Opponent to be named later because they get the double bye. Pregame coverage starts at 5:30 right here on 105.7 The Fan. And coming up next, time for a little bounce back, fall back. It's a fun game. You'll enjoy it, and it's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.